Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now I'm going to say this and I want you to listen. The degree to which you reverence and obey God's word, you will be able to defeat the devil. To the degree that you reverence God and obey his word, that will determine your ability to defeat the devil. Because disobedience to God's word is Satan's attack against you. He wants you to follow in his footsteps. He attempts to influence us by a spirit of pride. I know what God says, but I'd rather do it my way. You see, pride ignores the will of God. It acts upon I will. I know what the Bible says, but I will. In Isaiah chapter 14 and 13, this is what it says about Lucifer or the devil. The Bible says, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mountain of the assembly in the far north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like God. But instead, verse 15 says, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest depths. So the angel Lucifer, who became the devil or Satan, will one day be thrown into a lake of fire for all eternity because of pride. And he does his best to take everyone else there with him. Because pride is the attempt to become your own God. Fallen humanity demands equality with God. That's a part of sin's nature. In fact, the devil tempted Eve with this very temptation to be like God. In Genesis 3 and 4, after Eve said, God said, we must not eat of this fruit, or we will die. Listen to what the devil told her. You won't die. God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God. And the Bible says, and she ate it. See, fallen humanity demands equality with God, even though the word of God says, if you disobey, you will pay. Fallen humanity says, it ain't necessarily so. Things that you read in the Bible, they ain't necessarily so. The devil is a liar. That old song, I'll do it my way. You can't, look, there can only be one person who sits on the throne of your heart. And it is either God or you. So, oh, I listen to God sometime. Well, he's not your God. Because if he's your God, you listen to him all the time. Pride is a product of the fall. All humanity was infected by the same sin of rebellion against God after the fall. In Job chapter 21 and 14, it shows us an example of what that looks like. It says, they say to God, go away. We want no part of you or your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should obey him? What good would it do if we should pray to him? They think their prosperity is their own doing. That is a description of the human disposition without God. The devil's deception against humanity resulted in sin, pride, rebellion against God, and spiritual, physical, and eternal death. It's important for you to realize that your choice to disobey God's word is the sin of pride. It's rebellion. It's witchcraft. Witchcraft is an attempt for spiritual power apart from God's power. That's witchcraft. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 22, when King Saul disobeyed God, listen to what the prophet Samuel said to him. Now, King Saul had said, I know you said to get rid of all of these animals and all, but we kept them because we wanted to bring them to worship the Lord. We wanted to make them a sacrifice to God. We wanted to give them to God. Now, I know God said destroy everything, but wouldn't it be better for us to bring a sacrifice to him, to show that we love him, we appreciate him? You know, religion is man's way that he says he should honor God. It's important for you to understand the only way you can worship God is through spirit and in truth. That's God's way. The Bible says his word is truth. You can't have a religion. You can't have an edifice, no matter how great it is, and think you are honoring God if it's not based upon his truth. And today, everybody's got their own truth. My truth, your truth, his truth. All I've got to say is it's all a lie if it's not God's truth. There's only one truth. The truth of the word of God. That's the truth. Samuel the prophet said to King Saul, has the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than any sacrifice. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. I want you to hear this, saints, because we deal with disobedience as Christians. We look the other way. We know this is the Bible says we shouldn't do this, but we have memory loss and we look the other way. But folks, your rebellion against God's word is as the sin of witchcraft. And it goes on to say, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. In other words, you worship another God when you refuse to worship the God of the word. Now you're worshiping another God. And he said to him, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you. Now, folks, God judges disrespect. I'm going to say it because you need to understand this. God judges disrespect against him and those who refuse to reverence God and his authority. He judges them. I'm going to give you some examples from the Bible. Number one, there was a priest named Eli. And God sent a messenger to him. This is found in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 28. And warned him because he honored his children over God. Oh my goodness. He honored his children over God. Some of you need to be careful that you don't honor your children over God. Listen to what the Lord told Eli through this prophet. I chose your ancestor, Aaron, from among all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer sacrifices on my altar, to burn incense, and to wear the priestly vest as he served me. And I assigned the sacrificial offerings to your priest. So why do you scorn my sacrifices and my offerings? Why do you give your sons more honor than you give to me? Are some of you giving your children more honor than you give to God? Listen to the judgment that came upon Eli in 1 Samuel 4 and 13. It tells us that Eli and his sons were killed on the same day in battle. Eli was waiting beside the road to hear the news about the battle. for his heart trembled for the safety of the ark of God. And a messenger arrived, and this is found in verse 17. And the messenger said, God has allowed the ark to be taken. He said this. He said, Israel has been defeated by the Philistines. The messenger replied, the people have been slaughtered, and your two sons were also killed, and the ark of God was captured. And when the messenger mentioned what had happened to the ark of God, Eli fell backward from his seat beside the gate and broke his neck and died. This was a priest who honored his children above God. He was judge.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, For I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
On the other hand, David was able to defeat Goliath, the devil's warrior, because he had the fear of the Lord. Let me read that story to you. In 1 Samuel 17 and 4, it says, Goliath, a Philistine champion, came out of the Philistine rank to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor, and he carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. And the staff of the spear was so heavy and thick, it was like a weaver's beam tipped with iron that weighed 15 pounds. This man was a killing machine for the devil. But David told him about his honor for God and that he had dishonored God. In 1 Samuel 17 and 45, this is what David said. You have come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I've come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied today. And then he says in verse 46, today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Because this young man, he possessed the fear of the Lord. Verse 49, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it in his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. And the stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled, and he fell on the ground face down. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, but he had no sword. So David ran over and he pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath, and David used it to kill him and cut off his head. Folks, God will protect you when you operate in the fear and the reverence of God. Doesn't matter what the opposition is. You have to believe that. Let me give you one more example. Elisha was protected from the enemies who plotted against him. Elisha the prophet in 2 Kings 6 and 15, when the servant of Elisha arose early in the morning and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And Elisha's servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what are we going to do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those that are with their army." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open my servant's eyes that he might see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha and all the army against him. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed, "Lord, strike them with blindness." And the Lord struck them with blindness according to his word. And the outcome was Elijah fed the army and sent them back home, and they never came back out to fight them again. You know, there's just one more thing I want to mention to you. See, we're talking about how to defeat the devil. One way that we're talking about today to defeat the devil is that you must possess the fear of God, the fear of the Lord. If you possess the fear of the Lord, the devil's afraid of you. Because he understands that you have a boundary. He can't pass that boundary. You remember the man, Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar had a beautiful wife. And she said, "Come sleep with me." And David said, "Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Are you crazy? Your husband has been so good to me. He has allowed me to have everything in the house except for you." And then he said, "How can I do such a great sin against God? Would to God that a lot of men would say that today. Would to God. How can I do such a thing like that against my God? I honor my God too much to do that." We're talking about the fear of the Lord. Now, the devil tries to trick God's people into becoming too familiar with God. This is another problem. Because some professing Christians take liberties thinking that they will not be judged. You may know some. But this will surely lead to judgment. We must always reverence and honor God as our sovereign ruler. In Psalm 19 and 13, it says, "Keep me back. Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Let not them have dominion over me." A presumptuous sin, it means to take God for granted. It comes as a result of pride and arrogance. It means to overstep spiritual boundaries. It means to take unauthorized liberties and feel God understands. I'm only human. Humans make mistakes. In Leviticus 10 and verse 1, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, they were priests. They were enamored by the fire of God falling down from heaven to light the sacrifices. And so they wanted that to happen again, even though it was totally unauthorized. But they were priests after all. God would let them practice, of course. So they took their pans and their burning incense. They put fire in them and they added the incense. But they did not use the special fire Moses had commanded them. And it was the fire that came down from God's presence. The sacrifices in those days wasn't lit with a match or somebody who made fire. They came from heaven. It showed it was authorized from God, because fire doesn't just fall from heaven. All of those sacrifices that were given to God, God accepted them by sending fire down from heaven and lighting them. And these two boys, I don't know if they had a match or what. The Bible says, but they lit it, not using the special fire from God's presence. So listen, so fire came down from the Lord and destroyed Nadab and Abihu, and they died in front of the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, their father, "This is what the Lord told me to tell you, I must be respected as holy by those who come near to me. Before all the people, I must be given honor. How many of you think God changed? He didn't change. We may have changed. God didn't change. I'm going to read it again. He said, I must be respected as holy by those who come near to me. Before all the people, I must be given honor. So Aaron did not say anything about the death of his sons. Now, I wanted to go a little bit further. In Leviticus 10, verse 6, I wanted to add these scriptures to further provide you with what it means to reverence God and how God takes this so seriously. And we'll pick it up again next week. Then Moses said to Aaron and to his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, do not show grief by leaving your hair uncombed or by tearing your clothes. This is something that they did when a loved one died. Because if you do, you will die. The Lord's anger will strike the entire community of Israel. However, the rest of the Israelites, your relatives, may mourn because of God's fiery judgment upon Nadab and Abihu. But you must not leave the entrance of the tabernacle or you will die. For you have been anointed with the Lord's anointing oil. So they did as Moses commanded. Now we're talking about reverencing God, the fear of the Lord, honoring God, our creator. These are just examples of how God feels about reverencing him. He's the same God. And God expects us to honor and reverence him in this world. Notice what Moses told the other two sons. He said, you must not leave the entrance of the tabernacle. In other words, you can't join the funeral. You have to stand with God on this. You've got to support God about him being reverenced and honored on this. So you must stand with God on this. Listen to why he said it. For you have been anointed with the Lord's anointing. If we are the children of God, we must all stand up and reverence him. Never allow God to be disrespected. Never allow it, because you have the anointing oil of God on you.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the media tab, and click on audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Defeating the Devil, Walking in the Fear of the Lord. Now, Pastor Steve, I'd like to pray with you.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change the circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.